Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. There is a church that claims to teach and worship what the church proclaims, not what the Bible says. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Explain a bit more what you mean by the teaching authority of the church.
Well, this is the idea that centers on the Pope and the bishops, and the Pope is actually the Bishop of Rome, so he is a bishop among bishops around the world, and there's a doctrine called episcopal infallibility, or the infallibility of the bishops, which teaches that whatever the bishops decide together as a group in conjunction with the Bishop of Rome, or the Bishop of Rome, the Pope personally, they enjoy infallibility, so that if they make a decision, what they teach and what they proclaim as official Catholic theology and must be believed by Catholics has been preserved from any error by God. That means that not only is it what they teach, but also in terms of how they interpret the scriptures and develop Catholic doctrine, that is seen as being infallible. So if it's infallible, then you can't have any discussion or argument with the official teaching of the Catholic Church. It takes away from the ability or the need for the average believer to pick up the Bible and understand it for themselves, because it's possible that an individual might come to wrong conclusions or wrong interpretations, so they must rely upon the infallible teaching of the church.
Well, David, next year marks the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and a growing number of evangelicals and Catholics are talking about the Reformation essentially being over. Is that correct?
It's certainly not over, and because of the doctrine of the infallibility of the bishops, that Catholic doctrine, if it's ever right, it's always right, and the Council of Trent said that if anyone says that salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, let him be accursed of God. The Reformation is not over, nor can it ever be over, unless Catholic theology changes, which by definition it can.
David James with insight into the authority of the church over the Bible. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
There will be a worldwide false church that will be headquartered in Rome, Italy, in the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In the prophetic book of Revelation, chapter 17, we read the record of a prophecy about a false church that will be in this seven-hilled city of Rome. That's Revelation, chapter 17, and verse 9. This false church will set itself up as the final authority, not the Bible, but the church, the ruling authority over thousands of other churches across the world. This is a demonic approach to claiming the church, any church, is the final authority. This philosophy is a precursor to the false church of Rome, as foretold in Revelation chapter 17. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...